We turn now to an Italian car maker that aims to get bigger and an American car maker that wants to survive. Chrysler has begun what it hopes will be a relatively short trek through bankruptcy court. Chrysler's comeback depends on reducing its debt and a marriage to Fiat. We'll have more on Fiat in a moment, but one important aspect of the deal would result in a majority share of the new Chrysler being held by the United Auto Workers. NPR's Don Gagne explores what that may mean.
For the UAW, this has been about survival, and when the president announced the Chrysler deal a week ago, he singled out the union for praise.
The United Auto Workers, who had already made painful concessions, agreed to further cuts in wages and benefits, cuts that will help Chrysler survive, making it possible for so many workers to keep their jobs and about 170,000 retirees and their families to keep their health care.
The president's reference to retiree health insurance is a key here. A year and a half ago, as part of earlier contract talks, Chrysler set up a trust to fund its outstanding obligations for the lifetime health care costs of UAW retirees. But now there's no money for that. So, under the White House plan to save Chrysler, a major UAW concession has the union accepting Chrysler stock instead of cash to fund those retirees' health care benefits. That translates into a 55% share of the new Chrysler once it emerges from bankruptcy. That is obviously a majority share, but the union cautions that it does not in any way give the UAW control of the company. UAW President Ron Gettelfinger notes that the deal does include a seat on the new Chrysler board of directors, but
the board seat that we've been given that has no votes. We do not have control of that board.
To be precise, it will not be a seat on the board for the UAW, but rather for the Retirees Health Care Trust Fund. Gary Chason is a professor of industrial relations at Clark University. He says the arrangement puts the UAW in a difficult spot.
It never really wanted to be in this position in the first place. And now it's in the worst of all possible positions because not only is it having to have this huge obligation to provide for the health care benefits of retirees, but it must accept stock, which is rather shaky right now, to pay for this.
The UAW's Gettelfinger made it clear that there's no joy at UAW headquarters over its sudden majority stake in Chrysler. Here he is at a Detroit area news conference.
We are trading debt for equity. And what is the value of the equity that we are getting today? I mean, let's be honest, it's zero today.
Gettelfinger said the goal will be for the union to sell off the stock as soon as possible. He said there is no plan for the union to be a long-term holder of big blocks of Chrysler stock.
No, it's not our intention. I'd take cash today. Let us have the money. Let somebody else take the stock. Give us the money.
The UAW president went on to say the union will do its part to make sure Chrysler has highly productive plants that build high-quality vehicles. But he said it's not the union's role to design or market those vehicles. Clark University's Gary Chason says the union did all it could in crisis-level negotiations. It may have gained goodwill for the way it approached a difficult process, but not much clout. There are no guarantees for Chrysler, except that big changes are coming.
Chrysler is going to be a very different type of a company. We're not really sure what it's going to be looking like, what it'll be producing, and whether or not it'll be successful. This is the UAW's biggest nightmare. What if this all fails?
The union says it's banking on success for the new Chrysler and that the U.S. car market will eventually rebound from its worse-than-dismal current state and emerge a winner again. But either way, the UAW is a full partner, and in holding such a big chunk of a company currently in bankruptcy, the risks are very real. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.